Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker, the Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources here in Fulton County. Today, as we continue with the fall harvest season, I'd like to share some on-the-road safety tips for traveling on our rural county roads. It appears that weather is going to be a lot better this week for harvest, and I anticipate there will be an increase of farm equipment traveling on our roads. It's a good time for us to refresh both the motoring public and the farm equipment operators of safe practices for traveling on public roads. Vehicle collisions are often the result of speed differential between slower moving farm equipment and passenger cars and trucks. Many times a vehicle driver simply doesn't have enough time to react if they do not recognize the farm equipment soon enough. It is critical for slow moving vehicle or SMV operators to do their part to be seen as well. I want to encourage everyone to take the responsibility to have patience, drive careful, and use high visibility markings and lighting on your farm equipment. Here are some tips for SMV operators when traveling on public roads. Mount the SMV emblem to the last piece of equipment being hauled. Be sure to have proper flashing lights or travel lights on all grain hauling equipment and combines. Stay alert at all times to avoid a serious accident, or do not use the cell phone or two-way radio while operating equipment on public roads. Keep a constant lookout for pedestrians, animals, mailboxes, steep ditches, and other roadway obstacles. And be sure to slow down for sharp curves or turns. Consider using an escort vehicle to follow behind, or especially at night. Be cognizant of high traffic times, usually in the mornings and late afternoons, and avoid those if possible. Now, some tips for every consumer motorist when traveling on public roads. Farm machinery has legal right to use public roads just as other motor vehicles. Farm machinery can unexpectedly turn onto a public road from a field or driveway. Farm machinery travels slower than normal traffic, often at speeds of 25 miles per hour or less. Automobile drivers must quickly identify farm equipment and slow down immediately to avoid rear-end collisions. Farm machinery operators may not be able to see you because the large equipment or a load can block part of their rearward view. If you can't see the driver cannot see you. Slow-moving farm machinery traveling less than 25 miles per hour should display a slow-moving vehicle emblem on the back of the equipment. This is a quickly identifiable sign to other motorists that the farm equipment is traveling slowly. Machinery that is half on the road and half on the shoulder may suddenly move completely onto the road, and if it's sitting halfway on the road, should have flashers on it to identify that it's harvest equipment. Extra wide farm machinery may take up more than one lane to avoid hitting obstacles, such as mailboxes or other things that present themselves when going down the roadway. I want to remind everybody to please drive safe on our county roads and do your part to make sure we have a safe harvest season. Well, the USDA Farm Service Agency recently released a timeline of dates for the new Farm Bill programs nationwide. We'd like to cover those briefly with you to end our program today. So far, one of the items that's already completed is agricultural owners and farmers should have received letters from the USDA Farm Service Agency. The document identifies covered commodities, base acres, and countercyclical yields for those covered commodities. This should have already been done, and you should have this in hand. The first decision date that you will need to know is the base acre reallocation and yield updates. This is to be done between now and February 27, 2015. Owners have a one-time opportunity to reallocate the farm's base acres or update yields. This is a decision that needs to be considered by every landowner and farm operator. There are currently tools online to help you make this decision. Just Google ARC-PLC and the word Farm Bill. Again, that reallocation yield update is not until February 27th. You have plenty of time to make that decision and may want to wait for some of the forthcoming Farm Bill education programs that will be held in the county. The second decision is the ARC or PLC election dates that will start November 17th and run through March 31st, 2015. Producers make elections that will remain in effect for the 2014 to 2018 crop years. They'll make an election based on the following three choices: PLC or ARC County uncovered commodity by commodity basis, or ARC-individual for all covered commodities on that farm. Again, the ARC PLC election date is up through March 31st. I really think farmers are going to see January, February, and March as ideal times to make these farm bill decisions. So that should line up with your winter or off season quite well. The third decision is the ARC PLC enrollment. So there's a difference between election and enrollment. We don't have exact dates for the enrollment time period, but it'll be mid-April to the summer of 2015. This is when producers sign contracts to participate in ARC or PLC for 2014 and 2015 crop years. Here in Fulton County, our extension office, along with the local farm service agency, will be holding three educational programs on the new farm bill decisions. First one will be November 13th, which is a Thursday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. The second one will be a Saturday morning, December 6th from 8 to 10 a.m. And the third one will be on a Tuesday evening, January 13th from 7 to 9 p.m. Hopefully you can make it to one of those events to learn more about what farm bill decision may be right for you. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker for Extension Connection. Have a great and safe week, Fulton County.